Navi told them, Lechu ichlu mashmanim, go and eat sweets, shitsu mamtakim, drink sweet things, shilchu monos le'enochonoi. The very interesting thing is that there's a concept called shalach monos on Rosh Hashanah. One time maybe we have to talk about the difference between the Shalach Monos of Purim, Shalach Monos of Rosh Hashanah, but the Pasuk clearly says Shalach Monos. L'manu on the Mikan, Shemase Achesed, doing Chesed, Upulas HaTeva L'Acherim, and Upulas HaTova L'Acherim, doing good for others, Nigboyim B'Madbeya Kedushas Hayom Shalach Hashanah. Doing Chesed is part of the very makeup of Rosh Hashanah. Now, v'atzos hadvorim kachi, tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu. One of the most difficult words in all of Chumash to translate, b'kesel. And therefore he says, harbim of pirushim nemro b'bir milas b'kesel. B'kesel is a difficult word. Aval ha'uvdo, ki amiku kodesh Rosh Hashanah, doven kam b'teves b'keser. It's b'keser. Right, so what does that mean? B'keser, b'keser, aval that what? Ein ozozim ha'makoyma. V'royim onu b'zeh, we find ki chag Rosh Hashanah nisyachto b'tchun ezu shel b'keser. Oras HaKodesh Shel Itzuma Shel Yom Rosh Hashanah Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. That's why we say L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Oiri is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom HaKippurim, and then Basukah is Sukkos. Mitoich HaKisoi Heim Oilem U'Bokim. They break out, the Or breaks out from the Kisoi, from that which is covered. V'imbonu limno is gilui v'kisu b'kedushas hazman, k'oz ne'ma sh'mekoyim Rosh Hashanah between the Mekroi Kodesh is atomun bein agolui. So what we need to understand is a very yesodistika thing, a very basic point about Rosh Hashanah. Why should Rosh Hashanah be called b'keser? And poshut and simple understanding, b'keser means in the cover, the hidden in the cover. Why should Rosh Hashanah be b'keser? So now let's see. Uvahamokas inyan. We have to get it clear. Uvahamokas inyan. And in the depth of the inyan, nira dinei avodoseinu beribui kovet shemayim ba'olam mispatzelets lishnei anofim. It breaks down into two parts, al yedei gilui, through gilui, the al yedei haloma. Gilui means to reveal, and haloma is hiding. Mekor ha'dvarim hu b'chazal, and this is an unbelievable chazal that needs many, many hours of work. Vayichulu ha'shomayim v'ha'oretz. Omer Reb Levi, ad kan til vayichulu kvoid alikim haster dover. The covet of Hashem is to hide it, haster. Mikan veilech from vayichulu and on, kvoid melochim chakor dover. The honor of the kings, the melochim, is to go and what? Chakor. To think about it and to clarify it and to work on it. V'hainu, the kovet shemayim, what the Medrash is teaching us, is that kovet shemayim, kolel shtei bechinas, has two parts. Ha-kovet ha-yotze mitoy chakiris ha-dvorim ha-nitenes chakira. There's an honor for that which we are told to go and think about and talk about and be choker and learn it out. Va-kovet ha-yotze mitoch Genizas advarim hatuunim kisui ba'otzer anelam. Then there is another aspect, that there is a covet of Hashem to make some things hidden and to keep it hidden. Like we know, for example, Gemara, the Mishnah Chagiga tells us that certain things like Bereshis and certain other things, you can't do it Barabim. But you got to do it with Sidna, private. So then the Kovid of Hashem is not to do it in public. And certain other things, the Kovid of Hashem is Barabim. What is it? Now let's understand. Below Ode, now watch carefully. V'lo od elo shakovit shamayim asher bahaster dover, the honor that comes about by hiding it, or let's say covering it, is elyon, is even greater than that which is told chakor dover. Why? Shari kovit that's behester was told l'gabe hakovit asher b'chakor hu. What did the Medrash tell us? That what is it? One was Kvod Elikim. What was the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And what was the Kvod Elikim? Hester. To make it Hester. Shekach Mufurashu B'Ksav Shahester Dava Nikur Kvod Elikim. Ba'od, whereas the Chakor Dava, that which is told to go out, Nikur Kvod Malachim. That was called Kvod Malachim. See, you see that being Hester is kavod elikim. Umetoich mamoral shel Rebbe Levi, from the statements of Rebbe Levi, mizbar alonu ki hagvul, the boundary bein shnei anfei kovet shemayim alolu, between these two types, hu kava mavdil, it's that which separates ben hishavus lehavaya. One is that which is creating, making, and the other one is existence. So in other words, that which has to do with creation from the beginning, which is creation, haster dover, keep it behester. Once there is a creation, chakor dover, go talk about it, do whatever you can do. But the thing of creation is haster. Sharei mi bereshis vayad vayichulu hu ha-mekor linyin ha-ishtadlus ha-ishtalshulus ha-ishavus hu mikam ve-elech hu ha-mekor linyin ha-hogas ha-avayah. So till there is creation. This askus bo-se ha-divrei Torah ha-shayochim li-savosom shal ha-nivroim, in that which has to do in the formation and creation, Kovas Mahaloch La'atzma, it goes on its own. Mahaloch is askus b'divrei Torah alolu hu mahaloch shel haster dover. That's haster. Ukemuvan, and as we understand, she'ein ha'ofei hazeh shel haster dover omor b'saskus shel imazul azdafka. Ela shigam benogea la'atam she'odom toyim b'divrei Torah, the taste we have in Torah b'kerev libo, in the heart, yesh hevdil, there's a difference between the taste of haster dover and that which is chakor dover, go out. Shnei kochos heim b'loshen. Haloshen midaberes u'megale la'acherim. Speech is that I speak and I reveal it to others. Loshen to emes umargisho la'atzma. And then there's another thing where it's internal. V'divrei ha-Torah shel haste dover asher aleihem nema, the Chazal have taught us in the Pasuk, dvash v'cholov tachas l'shenecha, when you keep things inside, then what? The honey and the milk and honey is inside, it's under the lotion. Devorim ha-mesukim midvash v'cholav yiyah tachas l'shanecha l'shnei ha-kocho shel ha-lotion ha-mechuvonim. U'keshem shebenogea l'koach ha-gilu shel ha-lotion mekomam shel divrei ha-torah l'hu betomun kemo kein hati'imot she'odom toim b'divrei Torah halolu mekoma hu beveis gavoy tachas l'shoncha. So therefore there is an element of talking it out, But that's not creation. Creation is something that we keep hidden.
When
we talk about the Yomim Tovim, who ba'avu be'uvdos, who v'masim, Hashem mekomam b'Torah, who mivayichulu ve'elech. When we talk about Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, that's all after vayichulu. Even Yom Kippur is after vayichulu. Shani mikra kodesh Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is different. Asher mikor kedusha sohu ad vayichulu. Because Rosh Hashanah is creation. Hayoyim aras olam. Today man was created. Zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asecha. As we mentioned last week, the world was not created on Rosh Hashanah. The world was created on Chof Hei Elul. Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of man. B'tishrei nivrei ha'olam. Oros HaKodesh shel Yom Rosh Hashanah, Oros Bereishis Heim. This is the or of Bereishis. U'kashem shechalat b'chelik b'torah m'shtayach l'mais Bereishis. M'yuchad hu bofa hester dova shalom. Just like it has to be hester, as we said. K'mokein oso ha'oros.
So then the Yom Tov, or the day of Rosh Hashanah, is also different.
And that is Bakeser Layom Biyom Chagenu. Why is Keser? Because the whole thing of creation is Haster Dova. So therefore, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is Bakeser. And that's what it means, Bakeser L'Yom Chagenu. And he used to say a tremendous thought, and everything was good, is that if you really want to analyze the foundation of tznius, of the relationship, husband and wife, it comes back to this Medrash. That's what the Medrash is all about. When the relationship of husband-wife is literally that relationship of creation. The relationship of creation is Haster Dova. So the tznius that's needed in the relationship of husband-wife, that's got to do with Hishavas itself. That's the Hatznei Aleches. What's the Hatznei Aleches? What's the privacy about it? Amar Rav Levi, mi bereishis ad vayichulu, kvoid elikim haster dov. That's the tznius of women. Good. I'm sorry, what do you want to ask?
It's probably beyond me, but it seems like this might be the chiluk between Yudkei Vavkei and Elokim. Because, like, we don't say Hashem's name, we say Yudkei Vavkei. And some of it's hidden.
But that's a different point, because that's because of the Golos. Right? We've been through this a few times, like Gemara and Pesachim, right? So that's the Golos aspect, not because of the Hishavos. Right? In fact, we say it right at the beginning, Bereishis Bara Elokim. And then you say, what? Elu told us Hashemayim v'aretz be'yayim v'aram, but it's there, it's Hashem Elokim. So you have Yudkei Vavkei. Right? Good. Okay, but that's HaKamar and Pesachim. Okay. Bein, kol ha-mitzolos avodaseinu b'tikin ha-midus. When we talk about our midus, with shipurim and making them better, hinin motzien es mikzoa ha-voda b'midas ha-chesed mis-yached u-mis-badel li-atzmo hevdel tolchein ve-hevdel chov.
I just asked one question on this point. So when he said that chesed is intertwined with Rosh Hashanah, that's right. Does he mean literally the day?
Mm-hmm. And he's going to.
In other words, one of the elements of Rosh Hashanah is you're supposed to do chesed on Rosh Hashanah.
Isn't that what Nechemya said? That's what Nechemya said. Shilchumanus, leinachemah.
Dafka on that day.
Yeah. This is after they did the Avodah. So what did the Navi say? Vayomalem. Luchu, ichu, mashman, shazuman. This is that day.
Yeah.
Right? So Chesed stands by itself in its makeup and its chiyuv. Now let's understand what that means. Hevdol tochen keitzar. How is it different? Kachon shonu chachomim. Omalei kum eime milza keneged menachmei aveilim. Famous Gemara in Ksubis. He said, get up and say something in front of the people that come to be comfort the aveilim. Posach v'yoma. Acheinu gomlei chasodim. Bnei gomlei chasodim. Hamachazikim that hold and strengthen bebrisoi shel Avraham Avinu, in the bris of Avraham Avinu. Harei lonu tochem yuchad l'midas haChesed. Chesed has its special makeup. Shekeini yos bris kodesh shel Avraham Avinu. That's the makeup of the bris of Avraham Avinu. Hachasumu b'nafshenu, that's in our very being. You don't find that with any other midah, that they tell us that there's a bris of Avraham Avinu, or there's a bris with somebody of the goyim like chasodim or doing other things. You don't find that. And not only that, there's a very different bracha. Matzinu afal pish mitzvus milu l'doris nemra. Right, b'toru k'derech sh'nema kol mitzvus ha'maisiyis. That we make before. So when it comes to the milah, what bracha do you make? That's a normal bracha. But then we make another bracha. Lachniso bibriso shel Avraham Avinu. What's that bracha? Lachniso bibriso shel Avraham Avinu. And it's not obvious, it doesn't seem to be in the bris of the bris milah, because you made a bracha on the bris already. So what's this lachniso bebriso? Da'ainu atziva lachniso briso shel Avraham Avinu. Mimadbeya bracha zu, from the way the Rachachomim made up this bracha, hatolomad ki briso shel Avraham Avinu einenu rak uvdo nesuno li'atzma. It's not just a happening or an act that you do. Elashihi uvdu mechayevus. It's something that it carries with it responsibility. Brizu matilu chova. It brings on us responsibility. Al kol ha-mishtaychen, anyone who relates to it, lechavein etznafshom lahachnizbo, to come into this bris, ulicholo b'toycha, and to be included in it. What's this that we make a bris shel Avraham Avinu? Mikan shegam bris haChesed shel Avraham Avinu mechayevus osono, makes us responsible. Ki al yedei hisaluseinu b'midas haChesed nechavein es libeinu la'achnis likolel b'brizu. So then, inehi, therefore, eifo midas chesed, therefore, midas haChesed, when it comes in its own, it has its own makeup and its own chiyuv. What's there in Chesed? And why should Chesed, of all the traits, relate to Rav Rosh Hashanah? So now, Shiroshav shel yichud kiful kofu zeh nu'utzim hu'heim bu'uvda yesodos ki gam anhoges ha'chesed dele'ela kifi she'imizgalis lonu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended to us Chesed b'klolius abriya choderes ilma amakim amesuyomim rak l'midazu shemimor Chesed. It comes the foundation of all creation, the foundation of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make a world and relate to us, comes with a midah called Chesed. V'lo od Elishmi sodish in the vua on the londim has mekomam shemamakamalolu kibiyoch bidar klal. All the other midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizgalalonu once rak and bel fi hanoges abriya achesav. That's only once there is a world. Rachum Chanun, all of those midas are once there is a world. But midas chesed yisbarach misgal alonu in the very making of this world. Olam chesed yibona. This world is built on the trait called chesed. So that when you talk now, we understand, we already have a better understanding. So then Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the creation of the world, which midah relates to that unique day called Rosh Hashanah? Chesed. Because that's what chesed relates to. That's creation. Right? Yeah? Etzem
How does chesed and din...
Yeah, but that's all the Bali Musa, how do they relate to that?
You know, if you tell me that the essence of Rosh Hashanah is chesed, right, and the essence of din is emes, and chesed makes you think in terms of lifnim mishur hadin, so I don't understand. Yavron lefanecha.
We'll see if we can get to that. All the Bali Machshava, Bali Musa, they're all dealing with this. This thing, and not only that, if it's din, how do you say lechich shulu mashmanim shizum? So Rosh Hashanah is a very unique day, and where Rosh Hashanah has many different things mixed into it, and it's din, but in the din there are a lot of other things going on, and we'll try and see if we can get to this chesed aspect. Let's ask you a question. How do you define chesed? How do you define chesed? If I'm running down the block and I fall and I scrape my knee and you rush to help me because you know what it means to lay on the floor with a scraped knee and you rush to help me, is that chesed?
That's
achmanis. That's not chesed. Chesed is you never fell. You don't know what it feels like. But you see it, Selim Elikim laying on the floor in pain. So you rush to help him because you want to help Selim Elikim. You want to give. That's chesed. A guy who gives $1 million to yeshiva so that his name appears on the building, it's beautiful. I'm very grateful to him, whoever does it. That's not chesed. That's covered, or whatever you want to call it. Chesed is the guy who gives the $1 million and says, I don't want nothing. I just want to give the yeshiva. I just want to be a giver. That's chesed. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. Did he ask for anything in return from us? No. Chesed. Olam chesed yibana. What the Rebbeinu Shlom does, that's what we have to do. Mahu avato. So then the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with in this time period is chesed. So we need to be in chesed to match this element of creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has at this time. Yeah. Good. So now, only after there is a world, rak oz maschilu seim shar amidus lizgalus, then all the other traits can come out. Rachamim, and all of that, that's only once there's a world. Nimtza kibiot shekol amidus, all the other traits, shaletas banogas haylomis. But midus hachesed has to do with creation itself. And that's what we understand now. Mikan gamba avodah seinu, our work. Onu bishtalmus matzmeinu ashetchuna yikris. The main thing is that we should be mahu afato. Mizbadelasi avodah, the avodah of chesed is on its own. And therefore, it stands in a separate place by itself. And therefore, on the day of creation, right, avodah seinu, our work is to get the PM Shalalichis Halomai to go into this midah called Chesed. And especially we at it's the day of Tzelem Elikim. That's when we became the Tzelem Elikim, as we spoke about last week with the Neshama, Neshima. That's what we went to last week. Good. So therefore, this whole deal is Chesed. Hey, v'zehu pesha dova b'ris ha-chesed l'Avram Avinu. Remember, Avram Avinu is starting a new being called Klal Yisrael. What happened? What mida do you have to start something new? Chesed. So the mida of Avram Avinu.
I don't get that.
Olam Chesed, you wonder. He's building a new world.
I understand, but when you're asking the question, what mida do you need to start something new? You could come out of all kinds of midas that a person.
That's only once there is, not to start. How does that Kodesh Baruch Hu start the world? Chesed. Okay. Avram is starting. He's new. Right? They go through a whole discussion at the end of Pasha's Noach. How could he leave his old father and his old discussion? And what do they say? He left him. It's new. Without going into that Rashi Ramban discussion over there. But it's a new beginning. How do you start anew? Olam Chesed Yivana. So the Mida of the founding father has to be Chesed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good? Okay. Mahusa. The makeup of Avram, who hikir is Boro. He's the one who recognized that Hashem. Nistaka babira umitocha bira heitzitzalav bala bira. He saw the world. He saw what's going on. He recognized it, right? Umikivin shenisiva chesed hua nisiva cholov tzada barbria b'savosa. The way you make a new bria. V'akav amudu ben abore ala bria kav chesed yikore. Memela atalomat ki b'shor sheikav rom is boro. And how he's going to do it, then obviously chesed is the deal. But also kav chesed anim shech yotsho mizeh kodshe yizborach al tol chabriya, that midah of chesed that came from Hashem also over Avram Avinu bedarko chazorah min tol chabriya al zecha kodshe. Kiyuma shel bira zu is dependent on the bala bira. Avram connected creation with Hashem. So how did he do it? With that midah chesed. And that's how he's going to do it. And therefore, Vav, Mole Hoyim Sakim Bris Brachis, Al Kiyum, Macho Mitzvah Chesed, Kiyazo Yolainu, Everlatsioso, Maisatovil of Orech Ste Brachis. If we wanted to make up a bracha, we'd have to say two brachas. One would, Lalechez Bedarke Barenu, to go in the ways of Hashem, Vashnia Latsivo Lahachnis Bibrisa Shal Avram Avinu. So Achshav Mitzar Alocha in Mokum L'Matbeyek, we don't say two brachas, but we do say that one bracha when we start La'inya Chesed Aleinu La'ir Nafshenu to be like Avram Avinu, and therefore it's got to be. He brings in Zion an interesting Gemara here. Misheino Oseg B'Gemilas Chasodin Dome K'mi She'ein Lo Aloka. Oh, but now we understand why. Because chesed is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with. Ki kashem, without the midah of chesed, abayrei kaviyochel ein makom l'nevroim. Without chesed, there's no place for creation in this world. So therefore, a person who, believe me, this chazda shal anivra, there's no makom for the borei. And therefore, we can understand now, why is it that Rosh Hashanah, which is Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, the midah that's needed in Zeh Hayom Tchilas Maasecha, is that midah of Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibonah, so then you have to do Chesed. That's the Yisoid. And this Yisoid is a very key Yisoid to understand that what we are doing is we're coming back to the very point of creation, as we spoke about last week, that the blowing of the shofar is with our neshima. We proclaim Malchus of Hashem. Okay, let's go a little further. Yes.
So in Avot.
Kuf Samach. Go to page Mark. Kuf Samach. The whole thing is based on a pasuk. Zecharti et Brisi Yaakov, Gaf es Brisi Yitzchok, Gaf es Brisi Avraham, Ezkor v'Ha'aretz Ezkor. That's the foundation of that Mishnah. So who's Torah? Yaakov. Who's Avoda? Yitzchok. Who's Chesed?
Avraham.
So that's why it goes in that sequence of that thing. That's why it's in that manner. Okay? Good?
So we talk about chesed, you know, you mean creation of man, not the world, it's the mankind. That's what you mean, because Rosh Hashanah is when man was created.
But the whole creation of the world and everything is only for the purpose of man. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the elephant, he doesn't need the elephant.
That's what Avraham figured out. That's what he says. That's what Avraham figured out. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to create a universe? Lehetiv Leborim, right? So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a vehicle in which to do chesed for people, for his creations.
So he
created a world so there would be a platform through which he could do his chesed. And Avraham was the one to figure it out. That's why Avraham's called the Ava Chesed.
Good? Okay. So that's why the mid of Chesed is a thing. Yeah.
So for a Berit Milah, you do two Berachot. Ala Milah and then
Achnisah.
So, the first one is because for a Kodosh Baruch Hu, right?
The Bris. Bris.
What do you do? What is the need for the second one?
Bris Avraham Avinu, we just said, to come into this idea of the Bris of Avraham Avinu, the Chesed is part of this purpose.
The child had the Chesed of Avraham Avinu.
No, the father should take the son and bring him into the concept of Chesed of Avraham Avinu, because that's the foundation of this whole world.
So where do we see in the Mitzvah Sayyam, right? That chesed, that there's a mitzvah that's the vehicle for a person to do chesed on Rosh Hashanah. So you have shofar, which is malchus, right? So, you know, so tefillah is, you know, to deal with the din. So Purim, Chazal wanted us to do chesed.
Oh, right.
So he gave us mitzvah sayyam.
So that's what I said. Right. You need to understand what this is.
Right.
It's b'chlal, the whole day of Rosh Hashanah needs tremendous amount of work to understand it, what's going on. You know, there's many gemaras, and how does it match into our tefillah? For example, we have a gemara. The gemara says that Rosh Hashanah, what happens? Sadiqim gemurim, Allah, they're judged and sealed. Altil Chaim Tovim. Rishoyim Gemurim sealed. Beininim Tulum V'yoyna. Till Yom Kippur. Comes Yom Kippur. They did tshuva. Nechtovim. No Nechtomim. So now, let's turn it around. V'yirash Hashana Yikosevu. V'yoyim Tzayim Kippur. Who is it go to? Tzaddikim? The Gemara said they're finished already, Rosh Hashanah. The Rishoyim, they're finished already. The Beinanim, there's no chesima. So who are we talking about? Must be that this tefillah can't go with that Gemara. I ain't talking about volumes on these. To discuss this point, what's going on over there?
So, what is the answer to this?
What?
What is the answer to this?
Okay. All right. We have to come back in next week, Polinate. I want to go through the Machzor again. Last year we went through the Machzor. It's very, very important. So, if we can bring a Machzor, it would be good. Okay. Hey. So we discussed that the Malchus, what happened, just quickly to review, is that on the moment of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils breath. And with that neshima that we got from our new neshama, that's why neshama and neshima are the same word. So then, what did we say? The first words that Adam said was Hashem Moloch. So he proclaimed Malchus. So we, in turn, do the same thing. We take the neshima, the breath, and with that neshima, on the day of our creation, what do? With that neshima? We blow the shofar, proclaiming Hashem Moloch. Exactly like Adam did on the day of his creation. We're right back again. Now, what does the shofar have to do with Zichronis? That's a much harder point. Let's see. Let's see if we can do it. Yeah? Ready? Hey. Umina malchius ela zichronis. Hinei milishoinam shel chachomim lomadnu, from that which the chachomim have taught us, ki also hakitrug shemalchi ashoris kitrugu al briyasa shel ha'odom. The Malachim came and said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, why do you need man? What's gained? Lokach lo lemadbeya shalo is divrei aposik b'teilim mo enosh ki sizkerenu. That's what the angels said. Mo enosh, what is man? Ki sizkerenu. Now notice it doesn't say that you should create him. It says that you should mention him. Sizkerenu. Rabbi Yatmir b'matbeizu. And there's a lot to ask on it. Ki alo hisnagdus mechavenesi b'kan le'iker isavusa shalodom. The claim of the angels are about the creation of man. V'mkein ma inyona shel zechira lakan. How does zechira fit into this pasuk? It should say ma enosh ki sivrenu. Lefi anira yelolema ki ma enosh ki sivrenu. What's man that you should create him? Ela shedafka bikviusam shel signal ze lemadbeya kitrogam. Specifically that this posik is the one that is used to speak about what they had to say. Nignas kol omek kitrugam v'sodom. Now we hear the depth of what the malachim had to say. V'omnom gilu lonu bazeh shoresh shorosha shal midas hazikoron. We now hear what zikoron is. V'ez mokum pulosa Harishoni, in the original position. Kifi sheyotza miyodo shel kadmono shel olam b'sheshes yumei b'reshes. As it came out. U'malach ha'dvorim kachu. Ike mashmu'uso shel koach ha'zikoron. The main thing about the ability of zikoron u'bazeh shel yodo nase ha'ovar chelek min ahove. What does Zikoron do? Person sits today and thinks, what was 9/11? Where was I in 9/11? What happened? What did you do? You took the past and you made it a present. That's Zikoron. That's what Zikoron does. Im tisalek es koach ha-zikoron min ha-metzius. If you take away Zikoron, bitalt es ha'ichidus behemshech zirimosu shel hazman. In that which time is past, present is gone. Because zikoron makes past present. And if we would remove it, we would only have a present. U'metzius shel hazman ha'isem misforeres l'nekudis nekudis mefuzores mefurodas then what would be our existence? Like he says, dots, but they're not connected. Would be today, I know right now, then right now, but that's it. What happened a minute ago and now have no connection. But also a koach, hanosein lanu mokom ledaber, al odo seide zamanim, that we could talk about in sequence of time, zikoron shemo. The name of it is zikoron. V'aleinu lilmod achshav birchas ha-neshama kefi ha-madbeya shetovu chachomim b'tikuna. Birchas ha-neshama mitukenetzi b'derech diburo shel odom, like man is speaking, we say every morning, al odos nishmaso, concerning his neshama. Ubechein, neshama shenosato bi torahi. Wait a second. Ato varosa. You think ato varosa? You weren't there. Ato yitzato. Ato nefachta bi, you blew it into my nostrils. The ato mishamra bekirbi, you keep me going, you watch it within me. Kano made us odom achshavi, a man of the present. And what is he doing? Anim tzibotza matzav shal acher nefachta bi. We are obviously after nefachta bi. Umedaber, and we speak alodos matzav nishmaso concerning our neshama b'tkufa shalifnei nefachta bi. You created it, you formed it, you blew it into me. So I'm talking about what happened before you put it in. V'la'od, ela shemito'er hu, hasamatzev ahu, b'tchunas hatara shebo. And I describe it, neshama, that's tahora. V'alo ein ba'olam shum sug shel chiluk, pilug v'avdola, shi'kol kach tahomi, nokam ad hashitin. There's no other setting that we find that goes so deep into anything kamo, also chiluk pilug v'avdola, bein ahava shalifnei nefachta, ubein ahava shalacha nefachta. Nothing. When we talk about history, that's all, once there was a world. Here in this bracha we're talking about, before there was anything. That what? You, ato baroso, ato yitzarto. That's all before there was anything. V'omnam kanu shorish rosh shakolis azikoron b'mokom elyon shebelyonim. Because in upstairs, that's what we would call zikoron. Ha-mechaber ha-ovar ha-mufug b'yoser im ha-hover ha-motsu b'yoser. It has this ability to connect what was before the real past to this existence called present. V'chein yeshnom pashis b'torah hanikros b'tamo elyon. We know that when you lay in the aseres hadibros, there is what's called tam elyon, and then there is a tam tachton. All right, read with one is one type of trop, and one's the other. Ulin yonenu on the omrim shigam pashis hazikoron nivchenesi b'mivchenzeh. So is Zikoron. Dibareinu kan, Koranu is Pashas Koach HaZikoron. Till now, when we talk about the Neshama, we're talking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's calling of, so to say, Zikoron. As we would relate in Shemayim to what a concept called Zikoron. Avgam, kishe Pashas Koach HaZikoron mishtalechis glamato, when you talk about us down here, the ability of Zikoron is the same. Also, whether you read it when you talk about before creation, about our past or the history of the world. Now you understand their complaint. ki sizkerenu. Why? Koloma, kivnu es ha-kuda kitrug kelape ha-nekuda ha-merkozis b'yetziras ha-odom. What's the inner point of malochim that bothered the malach about creation, about an Odom? That there's going to be another being that serves Hashem, that he can live with. But there's somebody as a being that can connect past to present, that's a unique thing. Nekuda merkozizu, he yitziris gesher kesher. It's the bridge that connects. Bein also amatzav shalifnei nafachta, and also amatzav shalachra nafachta. That's zikoron. Umahuso shal gesher kesher. Zeh, he etzem atzumenu, that's the real makeup of Zikaron. Valkein, ika kitrug a yitziras odom, hu mizdoe im a kitrug al koach a Zikaron. Mitoch kach, matbea kitrug hu mo enosh kisizkaron. Now, umikivon, shekitrugom shomalche asheris nidcha, and now that the complaint of the malachim was pushed aside, nemalohem ad shatem dainem kvar nasa maisa. While you'll discuss it, I already created man. Imakitrug shel imbrius al brius odom hu kitrug al brius azikoren hari brius odom hihi brius azikoren. The also neshima, that breath, sha'al yodo nivra ha'odom, that man became created through, he mevia ato, as zikro shel hamatzav shelifnei neshima. It brings us to an understanding what happened before the breath. L'tocho shel matzav l'acha neshima. V'nim tzeifo, then you find, the neshima zu, shel vayipach, when he blew it into us, he shirosha shel koach hazikaron ba'olam. That's what makes what? Memory. V'yaduim divrei chachom shovel ha'posik shavayipach man denofach. As we spoke about last week, the one who blows mitocho nofach. He blows from within himself. Ko neshima boi mipinimuso shel anoshim. The breath comes from the inside of the one who's breathing. Mitzvah shofar shia mitzvah yechida. It's the only mitzvah miskayemes b'koyach haneshima. It's the only mitzvah that comes about through using your breath. Vizmano yibiyom shol yitzirat zodom. It's on the day of creation. Misyachetz silos haneshima shol vayipach ba'apav. So then the breath relates to the breath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils. Mitoch kach ha-shofar l'zikoren ka'osi b'chtei la'afoch ha-kitrug d'mo'enesh ki sizkerenu. V'aneshim abor mipnimusa shal anoshem, from the inside. V'aneshama hichelek eloka mimal. Harei me'aleihem me'irin divrei ha-gemara. Now you understand deeper the Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, it's an unbelievable pshat, but the Gemara says like this, we know you can't use gold in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, and you can't use certain things for the shofar. The Gemara says, why not? So because ein kategor nasa sanegor. The Gemara says, but wait a second, the shofar is not blown on the inside. That's only in the Kodesh Kodashim. The shofar is blown on the outside. So what's the big deal? So the Gemara says, shofar kivon dil zikaron kaasi. This line, that's the line from the Gemara. Since it's for remembrance, ki lifnai v'lifnin dami. Oh, but now we understand. Because since the whole shofar comes with the neshima that comes from within Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, that is the neshima of shofar that we put into the shofar. That's kilifnim dami. That's mamish kodesh kodoshim itself. Good. Zochinu ledin shanishima shavayipach. This neshima otzeresi betocha gamas azichroinis v'gamas amalchius. So when you're blowing with this neshima, so what we have to appreciate on Rosh Hashanah is it's the day that the Rabbeinu Shalom blew into us his breath into my nostril. And the breath that we have is the Rabbeinu Shalom's ruach that he put into us. And with it, at the same moment, I'm going to realize the uniqueness of man and the Malchus of Hashem. V'ayinu da'asim besugyu imru lefonei malchus. Imru lefonei zichroinis. Uvameh b'shoifu. Atavayu koi. It's going on both. Gam ala malchus. Gam ala zichroinis. Kol mokum in kran shtei pu'ulis nefrodis. It's not two separate things. Of shoifu. Ala adorab. Pu'ula achido hi zu. Shekein ha-shoifu. That's what the shofar is. We're using our neshima. And this neshima gonezes hi betocha sod zichronas and malchias kishnei anofim, two parts hatzomeches that come out mishoresh echot. Yishmachochem yizlechem. That's it. So therefore when we blow the shofar is neshima. The breath we're showing for is that breath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us. We blow the shofar to proclaim the uniqueness of man in Zikoran and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same moment. Okay. Last week we did this piece. If you have a chance, you should see this piece. Yeah? Till Yom Kippur. Okay, next week, please bring the matzah. If you can, just
have your shot.
Okay, you want a chag?
Oh, that would be good.
Okay, so that you need, we don't have to do the bazaar. Okay.
You want a candle?
I just want to tell you, again, I'm not a bookstore. I don't have any sense.